to the morning service. Let's start with a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for this new day. We thank you that you made this day, that we can be sure that you are with us, that you are here now, and that you are talking to us today. And I pray that this will not be my words, but your word, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We have been invited to a family's home, and it's a family who doesn't share the same belief as we do, and our son was, well, he was not very quiet this day. It was not long, it was 2.5 hours, but he was really grumpy, and we thought, oh, what is happening? Why is he behaving like this? Until the moment my husband started talking to one person about Jesus. And from that moment on, our son was just sitting there, like listening and just being very quiet and peaceful. And we realized that only when we were home and talking about that. And my husband said, from that moment on, we were talking about Jesus, he was quiet. And it kind of opened our eyes, and we thought, wow, that's really interesting, because we didn't realize that there is a spiritual realm that we're living in. And we think that he's only 8 months old, but he sensed it, maybe, or yeah, we saw maybe pictures on the walls, but we know it, and we think, yeah, it is like that. But he sensed it, and he was not peaceful until we were talking about Jesus. And we were just praying afterwards, and thinking how important it is to pray before, because he's a baby. He cannot take care of his thoughts by himself. He's dependent on us, that we do it for him. And I think it's really telling us something. And another situation I had, I was meeting with some other mothers in a park to do some sports. And it was the first time for me. I just thought, maybe this is a kind of sport I can do with him. And he didn't sleep before, although he should. So he was laying there in his
cradle,
and with eyes wide open, and there was loud music, worldly music, and especially one mother was talking very much and very much about things we as Christians don't want to hear or don't want to talk about. And he was just laying there, eyes wide open, no chance for sleep. And after some time, he began crying, and I was leaving after that hour and thought, okay, that's not the place I want to be. That's not the things I want to hear. I realized that for him also, it was not the place for him to be, and it was not the things to hear. But this time I was praying before, so he was not very grumpy or so, but I think he realized it, or he sensed it. And I was thinking about, we have 5 senses, and we as adults, we perfected our senses, we are very good in it, but our spirit often not. It's not perfect. But children, they have to learn how to use their senses, but they have a spirit too. And I think it's very important to see that we live in a spiritual world, and everything we see is spiritual. And we are so used to use our senses, so used to see, to hear, and then to react. But it's beginning with the spiritual, and then we see. And I was reminded of that verse in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. It says, "For we live by believing and not by seeing." We as Christians, we see. We are people, we see, we have these senses, but it's not that I live by seeing. I should live by believing. I should live in faith. Next verse is Hebrews 11, verse 1. I think we heard it a lot this year. I read it again. It says, "Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see." Again, there are things we cannot see. And it's the evidence of things we cannot see. Faith is about things we cannot see. So we have to like train our spirit to see in the spiritual, not only see by our natural eyes and then live, but to see in the spiritual. And in 1 Peter 1 verse 8, it's talking about Jesus, and he says, "You love him, you love Jesus, even though you have never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him, and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy." Have you ever seen Jesus, as a man? No, we didn't, because we live now, and it's more than 2,000 years ago that he lived as a man. But even though we didn't see him, we believe in him and we love him. Can you love someone you don't see? Yes, you can. You can love Jesus and you can trust him as we read here. And there's a very interesting story in John chapter 20. It's Jesus died. And then he rose from the dead, and it's the situation where the disciples get to know, Jesus is risen. Is it true? Is it not true? And in chapter 20, verse 29, it says, "Then Jesus told him, 'You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me.'" We now are blessed because we believe without seeing him. We cannot see him now as a man, but we still can believe in him. And if we have this faith to believe in him without seeing him, we are blessed. And Jesus is talking with Thomas. In verse 24 and 25, it says, "One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, nicknamed the twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. They told him, 'We have seen the Lord.' But he replied, 'I won't believe it until I see the nail wounds in his hands, put my fingers into them, and place my hand into the wound in his side.'" So Jesus was meeting with some of the disciples. He was not there. Thomas was not there. And then the others said, "We saw him. He was here." But Thomas could not believe, and he said, "I won't believe until I see it." Like he's saying, when this doesn't happen, I have no faith. So he's very hard maybe. But the interesting thing is that Jesus is meeting him in his weakness. He is coming. It says in verse 26, 8 days later, the disciples were together again. And this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless anymore. Believe." "My Lord and my God," Thomas exclaimed. So Jesus is meeting him there. When Thomas says, "I won't believe until I see it," Jesus would not have to come again, would not have to show him his hands, but he did because he loved him and he knew him. And sometimes we think it was easier then for the disciples, for the people who lived in this time, it was easier for them to believe. I don't know if it's right, because many people saw the miracles, were with Jesus, but very few followed him. So even if they saw the miracles, they listened to Jesus, they experienced what he did, not everybody came to faith. It's the same now. Maybe you experienced a miracle, but you still don't believe. Or you're saying, like Thomas, if this doesn't happen, I won't believe. Maybe you have made like a bad determination. One thing I can tell you is Jesus is meeting you in your weakness, but we have the Bible. We have all the stories about Jesus. Jesus gave us a faith. We can believe now because he gave it to us. And it says in verse 30 and 31, the disciples saw Jesus do many other miraculous signs in addition to the ones recorded in this book. But these are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing in him, you will have life by the power of his name. So it says, all these stories, there are a lot more that happened that are not written. And it's written so that we can have faith. So we have this word. Do you believe this word? Do you believe what you read? Do you believe what Jesus did? Or do you believe your eyes? Do you believe what you see or what you don't see? Or do you believe what you experienced before? I think it's very important that we know the word, that we put our trust in what we read, that it's true, that the word is true, that Jesus is true. And we know that faith can grow. We want our faith to grow. And I think faith can grow when I see a miracle. It happens a lot that people are experiencing a miracle, and that's like the door into the life with Jesus, and they start believing. But faith can also grow in waiting for the miracle. Maybe you are praying for a miracle, for something to happen, for something to that Jesus would answer to you. And in this process of waiting and praying, your faith can grow. You don't have to wait to see the miracle until you have faith. You can have faith now. And I think it's very important to see for us that we let God open our spiritual eyes, that we see in the spiritual, that we see that there is more than what we see with our natural eyes. Like our son sensed it, and we afterwards got to know what was happening. We need to have wide eyes open, and I want to encourage you today to have the faith. As it in the beginning it said, for we live by believing and not by seeing. That's our life. Our life is by in faith. We are living in faith. Maybe we do not see the things we read. Maybe we do not see the things we are hoping for. But we can have faith. We can have faith in Jesus. He is faithful. He is the one who said it, and he will do it by his time. So I want to encourage you to put all your faith in Jesus and to learn how to see in the spiritual, to see what is happening, and not only thinking with our own senses and trying to explain everything in the natural. But sometimes we need to take a step back and see, okay, this is spiritual, and that's why I'm seeing something. So the spiritual realm has to change, and then the things I see are also changing. Amen? Hallelujah. God, I thank you for your word, and I thank you, God, that you teach us, that you guide us through situations in our life that are opening our eyes. And we pray this morning, God, that you would open our heart, that you would open our spiritual eyes, that we see what is the reality of your word, not maybe the reality that we see with our natural eyes, but the reality of your kingdom. We want your kingdom to come. We want you to work in us. We want you to talk to us, to use us. And we pray, God, that we learn to see in the spiritual, that we learn to live by faith, not by seeing, not by what my own eyes can see, but what your word says. We want to have trust in you. We want to have faith in you, in your word. And I thank you, God, that you are faithful, that we don't longer have to be doubters or people who do not have faith, but we can have faith now because you gave it to us. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.